So it's Friday, and today's food show on KCUR's Central Standard is all about guilty pleasures. What are they? And why do we crave them, even though we know better? I'm Gina Kaufman, and our journey begins with KCUR's Suzanne Hogan, who tries to understand one of her guilty pleasures by tracing it back to its source.
We're going to take all these paddles out and put them in the machine. And they're numbered. We got to put them in order. Do you remember this or no?
I do, but...
1 through 8. So every day I just set them out in order and just put this dang thing together.
Betty Bremser is the owner of Foo's Fabulous Frozen Custard in Brookside. She's putting together the machine that cranks out fresh vanilla frozen custard every day.
All right, here we go.
Foo's has been in the Bremser family for nearly 30 years. Betty took over the store from her brother, who was nicknamed Foo, back in 1996. She's been teaching French and running the store ever since. Now that the machine is assembled, we can turn it on and put the custard mix up top.
So you put one bag in each. I think I remember something about that.
Right, to get that special Foo's flavor.
Secret.
Well, you know the secret if you remember it, but
I won't tell.
Don't tell.
Foo's was a high schooler's dream job. I was lucky to have it. I got to work with a lot of my friends after school and on the weekends. In the summer, a line would circle around the block as we'd make concrete after concrete for mostly patient customers. A concrete is when you blend the vanilla custard with different ingredients to make whatever flavor you want. And at the time, I don't think I fully realized how formative those years were, how cool it was to run the shop, how much fun we had, but also how much work we did and what we learned. Betty would check in on us, of course, but she really believed in us, or rather, expected us to run her store and to do a good job.
If employees feel like they have a say and they have an ownership, it makes for a better place. So if you just look around Foo's, I mean, half of the store is because employees decided what to do. The menu over there has names of concretes that, I mean, my... employees made those up. Mint Oreo, Kickin' Combo, Susanna Banana. I didn't make those up. They did.
And making up concretes, as I remember, was the most fun part of the job. But at the time, I don't think we knew how much it would affect the store's identity.
Like, I can look at the menu right now and tell you that Cookie Dough Crumble has three kids, or that, you know, Hot Date is studying music.
And coming up with concrete combinations meant being creative. And sometimes we got a little out of hand.
I remember one time when we were trying to create a new concrete and we got broccoli. Were you here when we tried to make it?
We were
trying to introduce vegetables into concrete. I remember thinking of it as like, maybe we're on the verge of discovering something really that's going to change the way people think of ice cream and,
right,
like, and custard, you know, like some flavor combination.
Change the world.
And I don't know if I changed the world or anything, but I do know that I ate a lot of custard. We could eat as much custard as we wanted, which was great at first. But after about a year in, it became sort of a lesson of self-control. I knew I had it in me to overdose on frozen custard. And as my skirt started to tighten and I started to become aware of some dairy-related digestion issues I was having, I realized my custard intake needed to be limited. Custard became a sort of guilty pleasure.
And that you can't, or shouldn't, I guess I should say, eat it every single day. I do have customers that come here every day, and they get a junior scoop every day. I mean, that's just what they've decided. They don't feel guilty about it. That's what they do. Maybe there's other things that they don't do, like drink or smoke or, you know, eat French fries. I don't know. I don't ask. It's none of my business.
But for me, now, as an adult, Foo's has become a thing I know I can always come and enjoy, but should make an effort to keep special. While Betty and I are catching up, my friend and former Foo's co-worker, Peter Etzel, stops in for a visit and weighs in.
Guilty pleasures are kind of like a weird thing that we put on ourselves. I'll embrace it. I mean, I still eat hot dogs. I like hot dogs. I'm not guilty about it. It's fine. Like, that's where I am. Custard and everything. Yeah. Custard's a treat, though. Custard's a treat.
And, like custard, having us all together more than 15 years after we all first started working together at Foo's is, to say the least, a treat. It starts a series of trips down memory lane.
Do you remember working September 11th with me?
That makes sense. Yeah. Wow. I had not thought about that since, I guess, the day of.
Well, I was trying to think about, like, oh, what do I remember about that day? Mm-hmm. And I remember coming here after school, mm-hmm. and we were thinking, like, we're going to be so dead. This is so weird. Mm-hmm. Everything's so weird. And then we were really busy.
Mm, interesting.
Like, a lot of people came in and with kind of, like, this distraught, like, sense about it, but, like, getting, and got custard, like, out of a comfort type thing.
Right. Comfort food and guilty pleasures, I think, are closely related.
Whole lot more, except for that I want to get my guilty pleasure.
Absolutely. Are you, and Susanna, you might Banana? Need a little blender.
It's not the Susanna Banana.
You made that one up, but it's not your favorite.
No.
Right, okay. She was just, you know, helping the public.
Yeah, she was a pioneer.
I was innovative.
Yeah, right.
A junior scoop with strawberry and Snickers on it.
Oh, yeah. So weird.
Just on top?
Yeah.
One scoop, two scoops?
One scoop.
All right. It's guilty after all. So there's your scoop. Oh, look at that strawberry. There's some Snicker. She's drooling. There you go.
Yes. That's so good.
You remember Betty Notes? I read a lot of notes, and a lot of my employees called them Betty Notes.
Actually, I want you to read one.
If you are on your phone or doing your homework or doing anything not pertinent to work during your shift, that means my store is spotless. So thank you for doing your job.
Well, thank you, Betty, for letting me indulge in my guilty pleasure, for teaching me about self-control, for being such a great boss, but also for being a great mentor and friend.
Scraping out the bottom.
Mm-hmm. That's the best part. It's the best part.
KCUR's Suzanne Hogan brought us that story. Coming up, the food critics will let us in on their guilty pleasures, and you can tweet us yours too. We're at KCUR CST. I'm Gina Kaufman. Welcome back to KCUR's Central Standard, which is going to be a whirlwind of tasty foods you may not always admit you like, but journalism is nothing if not a search for the truth. So the theme of this morning is guilty pleasures, and the food critics will be our guides. Charles Frouza, Mary Block, Jenny Vergara, I'm so happy to see you all.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Jenny, you've come up with a quick little rundown of the types of guilty pleasures. This is impressive.
Yeah, I had to make this for myself so I could really, like, understand what we were going for. But basically, it's about, for me, it's craveable childhood favorites that you really find comfort in eating. Dishes that are, like, full of fat and calories, things that you would really be true guilty pleasures, I think, from a calorie standpoint. And then, like, retro throwbacks, like things that you would never admit that you like eating, like artichoke spinach dip.
So 90s.
Seriously.
80s.
I had to pull back in the Wayback Machine to get that one. And then things that are, like, that only you would like to eat, like milk and Pepsi combined. That's an old school one. But, like, something that everybody else would think was gross but you really love. And then finally, dishes that might be from a chain restaurant or something that's, you know, maybe doesn't have a chef or doesn't use local ingredients, but they just have this one dish that you always crave and you just always love to get. And I think finally, it's just something you love to eat. I mean, you really just enjoy the pleasure of eating something. That really is what a guilty pleasure is to me.
But, you know, Gina told us earlier that these dishes have a nostalgic component to that you feel nostalgia for them. The problem, and I totally agree with that, is I'm very nostalgic for certain dishes, and then I forget that my body is not the same body that grew up loving those dishes.
Well, let's start with this whole nostalgic type of guilty pleasure. Jenny, kick us off. You've got a few on your list that I think fit this bill. You've got a shamrock shake, a hard-shelled taco, a corn dog.
I mean, isn't that just so childhood right there? I mean, that pretty much is my childhood. So shamrock shakes, I have to confess, they come out in March and then they're gone. It's right around my birthday and I have to get one every year.
Are they mint? I've never had one.
It's like mint and lime combined. And it's I love it. I absolutely love it.
And this is a McDonald's thing,
this
right?
This is from McDonald's. It's the one and only thing that I sit in the drive-thru and get every year. I really don't eat at McDonald's otherwise. But they have it kind of a knockoff when I can't get it at McDonald's at Songbird Cafe, which just opened their second location in the Crossroads. And it's kind of a whole food smoothie called The Digger, and it's just a really good healthy shake. It's got mint, it's got kale, it's got
that's not a guilty
no
pleasure.
It is guilty pleasures
it
doesn't
be for me
guilty pleasures doesn't always have to be loaded with calories, but
it's just something that you like I don't know, like, my son is one, and sometimes when he eats something he really likes, he's like,
Yeah. That's good. He's telling you what he likes. Yeah, it just fills the void until I can get the real thing back in March again. So that would be one. Corn dogs is another one. It's a fairground favorite. I mean, like, every fair I go to, the last time I had one, and they have to be foot long. I don't want the small ones. I'm sorry. I hate to be sizist, but I really must have the foot long.
Is there a fair that does the corn dog just really well where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to that fair every year for the corn dog?
Well, I have to confess, every year at Boulevardia, I have a Boulevard beer in one hand and a giant foot long corn dog, you know, smeared with mustard in the other.
I want to put a shout out for the Wyandotte County Fair.
Yes.
They have fabulous corn dogs.
I'm sure it's the same cart that just kind of drives around and parks at every festival. But yeah, so I mean, that's good. And then the mom taco. I mean, so hard-shelled, old-fashioned, old El Paso from the mix that your mom used to make. That's why they call them mom tacos.
Well, that your mom used to make.
My mom used to.
School
my mom
cafeterias,
did.
My too.
Mom, yeah, and school cafeterias. So they have a really nice version at Frickin' Frack's, and they're $3 for three tacos on Saturdays only.
And some of our listeners who have shared their guilty pleasures on Facebook and Twitter have given shout outs to Taco Villa and In a Tub, which I think is that same variety of taco.
Yeah, that's that whole Northland Southland thing.
So Charles, you've got something, the Matterhorn, that sounds like a Kansas City classic. Like, there might be a special local kind of nostalgia for this one.
I think there is. And it's a pastry I fell in love with when I first moved to town and 30 years ago. At Andre's, it's the base of the pastry is a butter cookie, and then it's piled with a combination of chocolate cake and chocolate buttercream whipped together. And then it's dipped in chocolate fondant. It's really, really, really good. And it's really, really fattening. So the older I get, I still have, it's still a guilty pleasure. But now it's guiltier and guiltier and guiltier because I shouldn't be eating it. But it's good.
But the pleasure remains the same?
The pleasure. In fact, because I buy it so infrequently, it's an even fabulous, more of a pleasure.
Guiltier and guiltier, but more and more pleasurable.
Like everything once you pass 50. Yeah.
So, Mary, talk to me about Princess Garden, because talk about nostalgia.
Yes, that is an old favorite. We've been going there for 35 years. And we always get the same thing, and we make sure we go with a bunch of people so we can get all of our favorites. The table, you know, is laden with dishes, and I love it, and I don't do it often, so I consider it a guilty pleasure.
Does it have the round thing in the middle where you can...
If you get a big enough table, yeah.
And the decor is also sort of nostalgic.
It is. It's definitely old school Chinese.
Is this a place where you might perhaps indulge in crab rangoon?
Crab rangoon, steamed dumplings. They've got a lot of things that you can't find at other Chinese restaurants. Their Szechuan noodles are great. They've got this harvest vegetable dish, which has black beans, and it's, you know, it doesn't sound like it's that. But you've got all the oils and everything else, so it's not the healthiest thing. Dry-cooked chicken with pancakes, and it's a different version than mushu. And orange chicken that's not fried, which is nice. And a lot of the things are not on the menu.
So, Mary, Princess Garden is one of your guilty pleasures. You're also pointing us to a place to go for real ice cream.
Yes. To me, that's the ultimate guilty pleasure. No frozen yogurt, no low fat, and Betty Ray's fits the bill. They have a huge variety of flavors. I always go for anything involving coffee ice cream, and theirs is made with Thou Mayest coffee. So that, to me, is the ultimate, and I've been known in my younger days. I haven't done it recently, but I used to sit around and have a pint of Häagen-Dazs coffee chocolate chip. So this is as close as I get now.
We can tell our listeners it's been a long time since you've done that.
That Betty Ray's, they also make their own waffle cones, don't they?
Yes, they do, and that's a must.
Okay, well, so we've got Betty Ray's, Princess Garden. We've got places to get hard-shell tacos like Frickin' Frack. Our listeners are sharing some of their thoughts. Zach Wilson tells me on Facebook that Christie's Tasty Vanilla Ice Cream Cones Wyandotte folks know. I am not a Wyandotte folk.
That's a great drive-in, by the way,
it
Christie's.
Is.
It's fabulous.
Dairy
Real
Queen style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a Wyandotte folk, but I want to know. This is a good recommendation, the Tasty Queen vanilla ice cream cone?
It's not as good as the Christie's tenderloins.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the tenderloins are better. Yeah. I agree.
Our own Laura Ziegler confesses that she loves the Tower of Onion Rings at Red Robin. And
Red Robin.
You know, we're going to be taking a break in a second, but when we come back, we're going to get into every kind of guilty pleasure that's loaded up with fat and grease. So stick around for that stick-to-your-ribs type guilty pleasure in a minute. This is a food show, a perennial favorite on KCUR Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman here with the critics, Charles Ferruzza, Mary Block, and Jenny Vergara, and we're talking about guilty pleasures on Kansas City menus. We'll compile a list so that next time you want to indulge, you will be ready. Now, I'm getting some recommendations on social media, and a very clear social media favorite is the Z-Man sandwich. Who can tell me about that?
I think everybody could.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Who hasn't had it?
It's beautiful, you know.
What is beautiful about it?
That it has a traditional barbecue, pulled pork, I believe.
No, and it's actually brisket.
Yeah. Is it brisket? Okay.
Beef brisket, yeah.
And but there's a fried component, which every barbecue should have.
It's the onion ring on top. There's cheese. It's brisket, cheese, barbecue sauce, and an onion ring.
So it's like all of the guilty pleasures put together
in a
between
bun.
Two pieces of
yes,
bread.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's at, it used to be Oklahoma Joe's, now Joe's
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yep.
Yeah. And cheeseburgers are coming up a lot on your lists and on social media. Who has some burgers of the cheese variety or not to tell us about when we are ready for a guilty pleasure?
That's one of my biggest guilty pleasures are burgers and fries. And of course, I could eat the fries by themselves and often do. But my current favorite burger is at Boulevard Tavern. And it has a local farm cheddar, bacon, red wine, shallot jam, peppercorn mayo, and it's on a pretzel bun. And it's just...
It's so hoity-toity.
But it's worth every bite. It's wonderful. And, you know, there are more classic ones like Genesee Royale, which is a basic burger, basic bun, cheese, lettuce, tomato, but it's still elevated because it's really good beef. And I like a big, juicy burger. No, you know, thin smash burgers.
Charles, you are also recommending a cheeseburger.
I am. And this is the ultimate, I think, in nostalgia because I'm a big fan of, and it's a guilty pleasure because my doctor has banned me from going there. But the Humdinger Drive-In at 2504 East 9th Street. And, you know, when you go there, it's a drive-in that's been there for 55 years, so it's really kind of outlived the neighborhood around it. It was once in a residential neighborhood. The residential part is all gone. And but the Humdinger Drive-In is between Olive and Prospect, and they have the greatest menu in the sense that you can get a single cheeseburger, a double cheeseburger, a triple cheeseburger.
Which is quadruple? Where does this stop at?
I'm sure they'd let you.
And if I really want an ultimate guilty pleasure, instead of French fries or tater tots to go with my triple cheeseburger, I will forego those and get a small basket of fried shrimp. Mm. Yeah, it's on my road to heart attack land.
That's original.
That's last meal supper territory there.
I do love that so many of the combos I'm hearing about on social media are very idiosyncratic, like people have just their own personal combos. But Jenny, tell us about some of your cheeseburger recs.
I don't know that you can have a guilty pleasure list and not have a cheeseburger. And mine is from a brand new place called the Sierra Grill. And it's out in Lenexa. It's a little teeny tiny place, but this burger is thick. It's a half-pound burger. It's got a little bit of cheddar cheese on it. It's super simple. It comes with a nice brioche bun. It's thick. It's juicy. They have no French fries there because the meat, I mean, it just...
The fried shrimp.
The juice just drips down your arm.
I'd have hard time with that. I have to have a burger in one hand and fries in the other.
I'm telling you, Mary, this is the most satisfying burger I've ever had. It comes on a silver tray with some house-made pickles. And it is phenomenal.
Where is this again?
I absolutely love it. It's Sierra Grill, and it's at the corner of College and Lackman in Lenexa. And it's in an old Quiznos location. And it looks kind of like not much from the outside, but it is a beautiful space on the inside.
Mary, quickly, tell us about, you've got a burnt end burger.
Yes.
Burnt ends with burnt ends, if I'm recalling.
Well, if you want to gild the lily, it's basically a brisket burger. So it's a basic burger, and then they put burnt ends on top, and then pickle slaw and a classic barbecue sauce.
Where is this?
It's at Q39.
Okay. Mm.
Well, so speaking of burnt ends, I'm hearing that LC's burnt ends are basically meat candy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I am also hearing that the peanut just is a recurringly popular place for entire guilty pleasure meals. It seems like maybe most of the menu qualifies as that for a lot of people, but I'm hearing particularly about a triple BLT.
People love the BLT there. And what it has that I don't love is cheese. I'm a purist. I just like the B, the L, the T. And this has cheese and onions on it. But the wings, the hot wings are the other thing people love at the peanut, I think.
I think I love the fact that they break up the bacon on the sandwich. That's like my favorite part. Not big strips of bacon where you chew into the sandwich and you pull it out. I mean, like nice little, you get a bite of bacon in every single bite of that sandwich. I love it.
We've got a couple of area singers providing us their guilty pleasures. Lauren Crum is recommending the pot roast nachos at Summit Grill.
They're so fabulous. Of course, Lauren would love those. They're so delicious. Oh, my gosh. I have to stay away from them myself.
Explain. I don't understand.
Well, they're not traditional nachos in the sense that they're actually, I believe, if I remember, served on tostado shells.
Oh.
And they're piled with really, really tender, wonderful pot roast. And I would like to have one right
Brown
now.
Brown gravy or is it Mexican or
no, it's
home cooking?
Both.
Yeah.
Charles, biscuits and gravy could be a whole subgenre of the guilty pleasure universe.
Absolutely.
But just very briefly, tell us about the ones you're recommending, quickly.
I love biscuits and gravy in the morning. They don't love me so much. But my favorite is at the farmhouse in the River Market. The quality of the ingredients and the masterful presentation make that really a nay plus ultra of biscuits and gravy. Although I do like the ones at Winstead on Saturday mornings.
Okay, well, we're going to head to a break. But I also want to say we are getting lots of votes for fried chicken in general, and in particular, Stroud's and Go Chicken Go. Our own David Folk confesses that he loves the crispy skin on fried chicken. But okay, the food critics are so much fun, you guys, right? We're back. It's Central Standard, and we are talking about guilty pleasures with the food critics. So I really want to pivot right now to very Kansas City guilty pleasures. And Charles, the weekend is coming. You've got, you know, we've got the decadent breakfasts ahead. You've got a very Kansas City guilty breakfast.
And it's one I'm madly in love with. Although, you know, why do breakfasts have to be so fattening? But okay. The herbed potato and sausage casserole at the Classic Cookie is a classic breakfast dish. You know, kind of fattening, kind of greasy. And really, really delicious.
Okay, so that's Charles's guilty breakfast over there in Waldo. And Mary, I feel like Pigwitch is becoming a favorite local place to enjoy something juicy and meaty, knowing that the guilt will be lessened by the fact that it's locally sourced meat.
I like the logic behind that. Pigwitch is next door to Local Pigs. All the meat comes from there. And I love the Cuban sandwich at Pigwitch. And you sit outside. It's a big, and I always think I'm not going to eat the whole thing, and I always do. And if I really want to be indulgent, I get the homemade potato chips on the side.
Nice. Well, we've got some very Kansas City thoughts from Facebook. How about the haystack and the truck stop at Town Topic?
Fabulous.
What are they?
Well, the truck stop is a breakfast dish that seems to have everything you've ever thought might be on. I remember hash browns are immediately coming to mind.
Yeah,
and
it's got
meat.
Everything.
Yeah,
gravy.
So it's just all of
eggs.
Breakfast.
Yeah,
you won't have to eat for the next 24 hours.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I have actually tried to get ahead on eating. Not possible. You still have to do it later. We have some late night Winstead's drive-through with people's very personal, specific customs around that. But the late night Winstead's drive-through.
Yeah.
All right.
On the way home.
We've got Siminski's five-star pizza.
Oh yeah, I have Miskey's on my on mine as well. That's kind of my pizza is my one true love. I mean, if Mary can have hamburgers, I can have pizza. And I grew up eating thin crust, so Minsky's is what I choose for my, because it's locally owned, and I feel good about that. But I like their tostada pizza, which is kind of a taco and a pizza mashed together, which I kind of love. So all of the toppings come separate, and you kind of dress it yourself if you get it to go. But in the restaurant, it comes all prepared, and I love it. I love it. There's something about that.
We've got fried pickles at the Westport Flea Market.
Anyone? Wah, wah.
Bueller? Okay. We've also got yellow sauce, extra yellow sauce at Gojo Steakhouse.
Oh my gosh, yellow sauce. Is Gojo still open?
Guess so.
I don't think so.
It is. It is still open. And
yeah, I used to love extra yellow sauce.
What is yellow sauce?
I was one of those girls.
Well, I think it's tempura paint. I don't know. No, it isn't. But it's about that color of yellow.
Gojo's used to do several sauces that, you know, once your chop chop or your steak, shrimp, chicken, whatever it was that they
cooked. It's a dipping sauce.
It's a dipping sauce. Yeah. And there was like a green one or a yellow one and a red one or a pink one or something. But
we have some more sauce love. We've got awesome sauce at Blue Koi.
Oh, fabulous.
What is it?
Isn't it a soy-based sauce with maybe scallions or something in it? I don't know.
Well, it must be awesome because it comes up an awful lot. I've actually never had it.
It does come up a lot.
I've never had the awesome sauce, so I can't speak to it.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. Okay, we've got Dixon's and Kitty's both coming up a lot.
Kitty's for sure for their pork tenderloin, and they also have a great cheeseburger too.
They sure do. Oh,
they really do. And then Dixon's chili, I mean, that's that, you know, kind of loose chili, and
it's a kind of classic. It's an iconic classic that is not like Cincinnati chili, we should say.
Yeah, we should say.
You have to really dress it up yourself.
Mm-hmm. That is not like Cincinnati.
It's meaning it's not in a tomato sauce, and the meat and beans are separate.
You kind of have to make your own chili. I mean, they give you the ingredients and all the fixins, and you kind of do it yourself.
But I'll tell you, speaking of good cheeseburgers, Dixon's has a great cheeseburger.
Oh, I've never had one there.
So Dixon's and Kitty's are, I guess, like guilty pleasures in and of themselves.
Oh, absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've got, we haven't talked a lot about dessert. We've got this recommendation from a pastry chef that Grand Street Cafe has a fudgy, nutty brownie smothered in ganache wrapped in phyllo dough, baked and served hot a la mode. Has anyone had that?
I have.
Yeah,
years
I
and
have.
Years ago.
Yeah.
That does sound like it was built for cravings.
It reminds me of the old Tartufo from Fedora's. You remember that? The rolled ice cream in white chocolate.
They still have it at Jasper's. And,
oh, they do?
And Jasper Mirabile Jr., the chef, will tell you that they had that dessert before Fedora did.
And Mary, very quickly before we go, we are going to end this on a pork butt.
Okay. the El Commodore pork butt at Port Fonda. You need to gather 8 to 10 of your closest friends and order it or carry it out. It's got a huge pork butt that comes glistening out of the oven. It's really fabulous. And you get it with rice, Rancho Gordo beans, salsas, all sorts of garnishes, pickled jalapenos. And then you can do add-ons like their street corn, guacamole, ceviche. It's awesome.
Add-ons as though a pork butt, but we're not enough.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much to our food critics, Charles Ferruzza, Mary Bullock, and Jenny Vergara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guide, our online guide to guilty pleasures, will be at kcur.org in time for your weekend splurge. I'm Gina Kaufman, and I want to personally thank the producers of this show, our announcers, Spoonbender Labs for our theme music,